Well, good morning, everyone. Merry Christmas. Let's open with a word of prayer this morning. Father, we bow down. We worship you. We praise you, Lord. Help this morning and each morning, each day, to be all about you and not about us, Lord. Help us to really enter into the meaning of Christmas. It becomes so familiar, and even the Christmas carols become so familiar we don't even pay any attention to the words generally. We just kind of go through it. And as we look at your word today and see Christmas in the scriptures, really just a few of them, but write those deep on our hearts, Lord, that one thing, we would have an answer for those who say, well, Christmas isn't even in the Bible. What is a big deal about that? Oh, Lord, you are the big deal. And we thank you for your soon coming on the second time, but we also thank you for coming the first time. Otherwise, we wouldn't have a second time. And if you hadn't rose again from the dead, we would be without hope. And so, Lord, we bow down before you this morning, and may our hearts be right in your sight. May we glorify you. May we honor you. Help us to receive from you, Holy Spirit, and help us to have just an opening now in our hearts and minds to these moments together with this precious family. We get to meet pretty much 52 times a year. A beautiful thing that you've allowed us to gather. And so here we are again this morning, and each bringing in different things and different concerns, and some are trials, some are afflictions, some are healings, and some are this and some are that, but you never change, Lord, and you always are there saying, come to me, come to me, come to me. All you labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And I pray, among other things, these mornings would be really a time of rest, a time of quiet, a time of, so to speak, turning the radio off, turning the noise off, turning the TV off or the movies off or whatever else is going through our minds, and listen to you. So guide us now in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we've been singing some carols, but let's begin one more time with just an old little town of Bethlehem. And then we have this morning, we will not be in the Psalms this morning. This is Christmas time. So I just jotted down a few scriptures that talk about Christmas. And I thought we'd go through those kind of book by book a little bit, and maybe we could read them together. These are the words from the Lord, not words from man. But let us sing this song. This is Words for Man, but it is a beautiful little song about, as we know, about O Little Town of Bethlehem. So let us sing it together here. This is Nat King Cole's version, and he has a little different pauses in his song, which makes it really sound great when he's singing it. When we try to sing it together, it's a little bit difficult to all stay in tune, so just sing to the Lord in your heart, and if we're not quite together with the music here, that's okay too. O little town of Bethlehem.
O little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. Above thy deep and dream, the silent stars go by. Yet in thy dark street shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. For Christ is born of Mary and gathered all above. While mortals sleep, the angels keep their watch of wondering love. O morning stars, together proclaim the holy birth, and praises sing to God our King, and peace to men on earth.
Okay, you may have a seat. We're going to read scripture, but I think the Lord will give us grace here to sit today. We like to stand when we read, but in the first place in the Bible, now this is not an all-inclusive list. This is not a total exposition of the Bible on Christmas, but I heard a brother the other day saying, you know, whenever somebody comes to me and says, well, Christmas isn't in the Bible, I tell them about Hanukkah isn't in the Bible either, and then I go on into that. I don't think we need to bring anything else up about Christmas other than Christ. The Feast of Lights is great, but it isn't even a major feast, and it doesn't celebrate anything but a natural miracle, a supernatural miracle of God providing oil. But here we have God providing His Son. And we ought to know what the Bible says about it, and we do, but just as a reminder. And so this first scripture is in the book of Genesis, Genesis 3:15, and you know it well, but let's read it together. And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. So we have right away from the very beginning in the Bible will be the account of God and God's Son. And we have, you know, this is about 6,000 years ago, we think. We don't know exactly when Genesis occurred. But for lack of a better definition, I'll say 6,000 years ago, this was given in writing to us. It may not have come out in the Bible until a little later, but this was proclaimed anyway. Because we know it was proclaimed in Genesis chapter 3 after the fall. How long after creation was, we don't know that, but we know that Satan and the angels and all were created, and man was created, and the world, earth was created, and the Garden of Eden and so forth. And during the lifetime of Adam and Eve, they fell, and sin entered the world, and death through sin. But right on the heels of that, in the same chapter, is this great prophetic statement that the Messiah would come from the seed of the woman. How many people do you know that came from the seed of a woman? There's never been a seed in the woman. The seed is in the man. So this is so truly supernatural, but we need to remember this is the first scripture, I believe, of the Messiah right here in the book of Genesis. Then we go forward, and I quoted three verses in Isaiah, and this is about 740 years before Christ, which would mean this is about, what, 2,800 years ago? So these have been around for a while. So Christmas is not something new, as we know. So let's read these three together. They're familiar to you. You may even see them on Christmas cards and all, but notice the words in these as we go through them. Isaiah 7:14, let's read together. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Isaiah 9:6-7, it's reading. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son. And the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice from that time forward, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this." And then Jesus speaking in Isaiah 61:1, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound." So now in Isaiah, we have a mixture, of course, as we read there in especially the chapter 9, verse 6, "Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given." That's the first coming, right? That's what we really celebrate. That's what Christmas is all about. Now, the rest of that verse is the second coming. "Of the increase of his government, peace, there will be no end." Well, he hasn't established his government yet. He will at the second coming. And he isn't on the throne of David yet, but he will be. And then Jesus had given this scripture there in Isaiah, and he stopped at the comma, basically. "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives," comma. And that's where he stopped, because everything after that is second coming. Now, he went ahead to say, today this fulfillment is completed, basically, in your presence, because the Messiah is here, is what he's saying. He doesn't say the second coming is completed. But those are powerful scriptures, aren't they? They really are, because we are given that he's a child. We're given that he's a son with a capital S. So we have fully God and fully man now come to earth. And that's what Christmas is all about, isn't it? Now, we about that same time is prophet Micah. And Micah made the prophecy of where he would be born. And this is at least 700 years plus before he was born. Let's read together Micah 5:2. "But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of you shall come forth to me the one to be ruler in Israel, whose going forth are from old, from everlasting." So we see this very clear prophecy, and yet it's amazing to me how Israel missed that. And how when the, we call them three wise men, however many there were, we don't know, but when the wise men came to find the child, and they went to Herod and said, "Where is this child?" And then Herod had to ask his advisors, "Well, where was he to be born?" And then they all, "Oh, he's Bethlehem." Now, Bethlehem is only 5 miles away from where they were. But they wouldn't even leave to go see the child, right? They were so out of it in a way. And yet here we have this great prophecy of where he will be born. So the Messiah has to come from being born in Bethlehem. So if you hear somebody today say, I'm the Messiah, whatever else, well, you know it's a lie. But the first question you might ask, were you born in Bethlehem 2,000 years ago? Is anybody around that was born in Bethlehem 2,000 years ago? So if Jesus isn't the Messiah, there's no Messiah. Now we go on into the Gospels, and in Matthew, let us read the first verse in the New Testament, Matthew 1:1, "The book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham." And then the birth of Christ in Matthew 1:18. "Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit." And then moving on to verse 20 to 25. "But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she shall bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. So all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. Then Joseph, being aroused from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and took to him his wife, and did not know her till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. So is Christ in the scripture or not? Is Jesus in the scripture or not? Yes, he is. I haven't found Buddha. I haven't found, Muhammad. I haven't found Confucius. I haven't found anybody else in the Bible but Jesus, right, in that regard. Now, we go on to the Gospel of Luke, which is very familiar with us, because particularly in the chapter 2 here, we've had that since our earliest childhood, probably. But let's read verse 21 verses here, Luke chapter 2. And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This census first took place while Quirinius was governing Syria. So all went to be registered, every one to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and the lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered, and she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. So it was, when the angels had gone away from them into heaven, that the shepherds said to one another, Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. Now when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was then told them concerning this child. And all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told them. And when days were completed for the circumcision of the child, his name was called Jesus, and name given by the angel before he conceived in the womb. So we have those three accounts in the Gospels, and the last one here is in the book of John that I showed. There's more. This is not complete. but this gives us a good picture of it from the three gospel accounts. So reading John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which gives light to every man coming into the world. Wow. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God. Hallelujah. To those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Father, we thank you for your precious Word. We thank you for the power that's in it. We thank you for the life that's in it. And Lord, help us to have these words in our hearts, Lord. We could listen to man speaking all day long and may be encouraged or whatever, but it's not all truth. This is all truth. This is your Word to us. And Lord, as we gathered here again this morning, kind of entering into Christmas a bit, we now have time to pray as you would prompt us to pray. And let us hear from you, Holy Spirit, on leading us in this prayer and as you would lead us to pray, Lord. And I would pray that our prayers would honor and glorify you. And Holy Spirit, would you intercede for us, because we don't know how to pray as we ought. We want to pray in accordance with your perfect will. And even if we stammer and stumble around a little bit, our hearts, may they be just right as we come before you now in prayer and spend these few moments together as a family praying to you. So lead us now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Well, as we come to the end of the hour today, it is good to stop and give thanks. We greet many people, at least I do, with Merry Christmas. What is merry about it? Really, what's merry about it is the fact that in the few short years that Jesus was here, after he was born on Christmas night, he did everything. And just think about, we already used the term about persecuted Christians dying. What's so merry about Christmas and so good about Christmas, Jesus said, true believers will never die. And we spend a lot of time in this world about concern about all the grief and pain going on, and that's right, except that we miss the real point of Christmas so often, and that is he came to give us life forevermore. And if he hadn't rose again from the dead in the third day, his coming to die would have meant nothing for us. And that's the only good news there is. That Jesus came, paid the price of your sin, has forgiven you, and if you receive that gift, he's promised you, you will never die. Because life is not in this flesh. There's life in the flesh, but this flesh is all going to die. Every flesh here is going to die. He who lives and believes in me shall never die. Isn't that good news? Isn't that a Merry Christmas? So remember these scriptures, as I know you will, and may we be a light to that dark world out there, because they have no hope. And the unbeliever should
look at death as permanent separation from God forever. That's the bad news, isn't it? Wide is the road that leads to destruction. Always has been, I guess always will. So we've got a great opportunity. We don't have to hunt and find lost people. They're all around us, right? Father, we just thank you for this morning, and we thank you for Christmas. Thank you that we can meet as a family and bring our petitions to you, and may we continue to pray, not just because we're ending this hour. So go before each one of us, and may we just be thankful for what you've done for us. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Let's just close with singing. You know, Jesus did come at night. It's kind of interesting, didn't he? I would have thought he would come at noontime with the great trumpets and all that blasting, but he came at night. And one of the songs here is, "Oh, Holy Night." So let us sing this song together, if we will. Oh, Holy Night.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, oh, hear the angel voices, oh, night divine, oh, night when Christ was born. Love one another. His law is love, and his gospel is peace. Chains shall he break, for the slave is our brother, and in his name all oppression shall cease. Sweet hymns of joy in grateful chorus raise we, let all within us praise his holy name. Fall on your knees, oh, hear the angel voices, oh, no. Was born, oh, night divine, oh, night when Christ was born.
Amen to that.
Amen.
Merry Christmas. Thank you for coming.